Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, today are interviewing candidates to replace FBI Director James Comey after his dramatic firing by President Trump yesterday. Comey, of course, was investigating possible Trump campaign ties to Russian election hackers. Critics are calling this moment Nixonian. Nixon firing a special prosecutor who is getting too close to uncovering Nixon's cover-up of a campaign dirty trick. But Vice President Mike Pence today told reporters that this firing by Trump was the right move at the right time.
And I'm very confident that the president will go through a process and he will choose an individual who will be able to lead the FBI, not only back to credibility, to restore the trust and confidence of the American people, but lead the FBI to even greater heights to ensure that it does its job enforcing our laws and protecting our country.
Sir, when did you become aware that the Deputy Attorney General was conducting a review?
And with that question about Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who advised Trump to fire Comey hanging, Pence walked away from the microphones. And that's a question that New York Times reporter Julie Hirschfeld Davis has been looking into. She's still digging. We've got her by phone. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And your words jumped out today from the paper. You write, administration aides say that this firing had been in the works for at least a week, that officials at the White House and the Justice Department were told to build a case to justify the firing, and that AG Jeff Sessions was tasked with reasons to come up with for the firing. Was all of this, this tasking by Donald Trump?
Well, yes. I mean, we do know that this had been in the works for more than just a day. And obviously, the timing of it came as a surprise. But if you look at the way this relationship has unfolded over the past year and really over the last few months, you could see this dynamic building where it was clear that President Trump was not comfortable with having Comey in this position. And the real question now is, what was the final straw? What was the precipitating factor that finally led him to conclude that he needed to fire him, and that sort of motivated this whole process of reverse engineering a rationale that was what we saw with that Rosenstein letter that came out last night?
Well, you have Comey's exoneration of the Clinton emails during the election. By the way, and we were recently learning those questionable emails were only about a dozen, not hundreds of thousands, as Comey said. He also didn't back Donald Trump on Trump's claim of being wiretapped by Obama. But what was the straw that broke the back?
Well, listen, this is a president we know who prizes loyalty. He does not like to be questioned. He particularly does not like and has been really enraged by the notion that he didn't earn his electoral win, that it might have been handed to him either by Russia's meddling in the election or by Jim Comey's handling of the email investigation, which we know his opponent, Hillary Clinton, has blamed for her loss, and people around her believe played a big role. So he has not liked that storyline from the beginning, but he was particularly determined to have some sort of proof backing up those tweets from March in which he accused President Barack Obama of having spied on him or tapped his phones at Trump Tower. And Jim Comey made it clear very soon thereafter that he had no such corroboration and he was not willing to back up that charge. He had no evidence to do that.
But Julie, I'm sorry to interrupt, but your writing, it seems to make it clear that in fact, this has been something that's building for a while and may not have anything to do with the Russian investigation, but this simmering rage. And we're reminded that Trump's meeting today with Russia's ambassador and foreign minister, this is completely overshadowed by the firing. The American media wasn't let into this meeting. Russian media did. They took pictures of Donald Trump smiling with these Russian officials.
That's right. That was the Russian foreign ministry that posted those pictures. That was our first indication that the meeting had actually happened.
Right. But that's why many people feel that he fired Comey because of his friendliness with the Russians. In the few seconds we have, it sounds like you're saying this has been going on for a long time and a long simmering anger.
Well, there has been a long simmering anger, but I think that the issue now is it's quite clear that at least part of this had to do with Mr. Comey's participation in this investigation into Mr. Trump's campaign's potential ties with Russia. And to blame it all on Hillary Clinton, which is what the letter from Mr. Rosenstein does, just doesn't seem to pass the smell test. If he had a huge problem with how Jim Comey had handled that, then why didn't he fire him weeks and even months ago?
And why did he ask people to come? And why did he ask people to come up with reasons? I mean, to task them.
Exactly.
Julie Hirschfeld Davis, who covers the White House for the New York Times. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Robin.
And let's turn now to NPR's Jeff Bennett, who covers Congress for NPR. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. And Trump, as we just heard, had this previously scheduled meeting with the Russian foreign minister today in the Oval Office. Let's listen to a little clip of reporters peppering Trump with questions.
Why did you fire Director Comey? Why did you fire Director Comey?
Because he wasn't doing a good job, very simply. He was not doing a good job.
Did it affect your meeting with the Russians today?
Excuse me?
Did it affect your meeting with the Russians today?
Not at all was Trump's answer on that. How is all this going down on Capitol Hill?
Well, there is still a sense of shock and alarm among lawmakers of all stripes, Jeremy. I mean, almost immediately, Democrats came out and were unequivocal in calling for a special prosecutor to pick up the FBI investigation into Russia's election meddling and the potential ties to the Trump campaign. Some really going as far to say no new FBI director should be confirmed until a special prosecutor is appointed. And Democrats particularly say the timing of Comey's firing is suspicious at best. And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer this morning on the Senate floor pointed to what he characterized as a troubling pattern of events, namely the president's firing of Acting Attorney General Sally Yates, the firing of the U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara of New York, who had purview over Trump's New York business dealings.
One of the 50 U.S. attorneys who were all fired at the same time.
That's right. And then the decision by the Attorney General Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from the investigation after failing to disclose to the Senate Judiciary Committee some time ago during his confirmation hearing that he had twice spoken with the Russian ambassador. But, you know, here's the interesting thing. I spoke with a Democratic aide who said that they were very careful during the confirmation hearing for Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who now is at the center of this whole thing. They were very careful to get him on the record saying he would recommend appointing a special prosecutor if the circumstances demanded it. Fast forward to today on the Senate floor, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer read a partial transcript of that exchange on the Senate floor and then said if there was ever a time when circumstances warranted a special prosecutor, it's right now. It's not, frankly, just Democrats who want that. Some more independent-minded Republicans are also concerned about the timing and the rationale for Trump's dismissal of Comey, including Senator John McCain, who this morning told reporters he didn't buy the Clinton email explanation. He didn't think it was a sufficient rationale, and he said that he deeply regretted the fact that Comey was dismissed.
So what does it take to actually get to a special prosecutor if you've got even some Republicans saying that that's the right idea?
Well, it would have to either be approved by Congress or be appointed by the Attorney General. In this case, it would be the Deputy AG, since the Attorney General recused himself. But, you know, it's a good question you ask, because at this point, all we have right now are words from lawmakers. We have tweets. We have carefully crafted statements. We have lawmakers running to TV cameras to do cable TV news hits. We have not seen any real, beyond that, any sort of real pressure, any sort of real steps to move toward next steps. And frankly, as we said before, the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has rejected this idea of having a special prosecutor. He's rejected it entirely out of hand.
There's a lot of reporting today, Jeff, about James Comey asking for more resources in the days leading up to his firing to investigate the Trump-Russia connections. Can you tell us anything more about that?
Well, my colleague Mary Louise Kelly, who covers national security issues for NPR, has confirmed that. There is this question of significant, which, because the person that she got on the record to confirm this says frankly didn't know how much money or how many resources Comey was asking for. But it adds a significant context to this, to the timing, particularly among those who do not buy the pretext that the Trump White House is giving for the president's reasoning in firing Comey in the first place. Tim Kaine this morning, Senator Tim Kaine, referred to that letter that Donald Trump sent to the former attorney general, or excuse me, FBI director, and said, he basically said that the section in there where that Trump said, you've told me three times that I was not part of the Russian investigation, he referred to that as Trump's tell and said he was a deeply insecure president who frankly understands that the noose is tightening because of this Russia investigation. Mm. So this idea that this all comes as Comey was asking for more money to continue this investigation is particularly suspicious.
Now, we know
to
that,
those people who find it so.
We know that Attorney General Sessions and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein are meeting today with people who may become the interim FBI director. Do we know who's being considered for the job?
Four candidates, all of whom are men. They come from the intelligence community. A couple of them work in the senior ranks of the FBI. I understand the announcement could come in the next couple of days. Not clear exactly when the announcement will come or, frankly, how long it will take for the Senate to consider the nominations. But in speaking with some Republican staffers, they say whoever the president decides on to hold this position will have to be someone who's unimpeachable and frankly, as apolitical as you can get, because Republicans who will effectively have to vote on this confirmation are very aware that their careers will last a lot longer than Donald Trump will be in office.
Hmm. And worth pointing out also that Attorney General Sessions had recused himself from the investigations into the Trump campaign in Russia, and he's the person who's, you know, one of two interviewing potential replacements for Comey. So we'll have to take that up at another time. But Jeff Bennett, covers Congress for NPR. Thank you.
Sure thing.